Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The employment situation numbers for October were released by the government Friday morning, giving mixed results. America's employers kept hiring in October, adding 261,000 jobs to the American workforce. The downside unemployment rate rose to 3.7%. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Netanyahu's Conservative Party won a 64-seat majority in Tuesday's elections with 100% of the votes counted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
Many parties on the left side did not pass the threshold. It was too fractured. The left was too fractured. The right was very organized. So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
The Department of Justice on Monday charged former professional heavyweight boxer Goran Gorgic with trafficking over 20 tons of cocaine worth more than $1 billion through U.S. ports. Most of the cocaine was from what prosecutors in 2019 called one of the largest drug seizures in American history. The 43-year-old was arrested last weekend after being indicted by a grand jury in New York. Gorgic, who is from Montenegro, was arrested while trying to board a flight at Miami International Airport. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly Thursday to condemn the United States embargo of Cuba for the 30th year. The vote in the 193-member General Assembly was 185 countries supporting condemning the United States. Israel opposed it. Brazil and Ukraine abstained. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The CDC has announced new guidelines for the handling of opioids in America. Tim Berg reports from Phoenix.
The CDC has released new guidelines on prescribing opioids, giving doctors more power to treat pain. Acting director of the National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, Dr. Christopher Jones, says the decision is meant to empower doctors and patients to decide based on specifics of a case.
I've seen the profound impacts pain can have on someone's life. And I've also seen how that life can be transformed when a patient is able to access safe and effective care. That's why the release of the 2022 guideline is so important. It's intended to help improve communication between clinicians and patients and to support the patient-clinician relationship.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A New York City Democrat lawmaker crossed party lines Thursday to endorse Republican Lee Zeldin for governor over Democrat Kathy Hochul. New York City City Councilman Robert Holden on Fox News is a moderate from Glendale, Queens. He slammed Hochul over the crime crisis running rampant in the Empire State.
So I'm crossing party lines. I've been a Democrat for 50 years, and I voted a Democrat for very many years, but we're at a point, we're losing this city and we're losing the state.
The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday evening at 8 Eastern. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Amir Adnani is with us, the CEO of Uranium Energy Corp on nuclear power. Amir, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, of course, the order of the day is energy. We went from being energy independent to energy dependent, and you have written about a case for nuclear as the most efficient form of clean energy. Break that down for us, if you would.
Just today, in fact, you see there was a breaking news out of the White House where they've agreed to a $100 billion co-investment along with the United Arab Emirates, and you wonder how is an oil-rich, hydrocarbon-rich nation like UAE committing to decarbonization and energy, these energy-related issues. One of the pillars of this investment, the White House announced this morning, is nuclear energy. Also today, you had news coming out of Japan where they're now talking about the need to have to ration energy this winter. You're hearing this in France where they were asking people to shut down their air conditioning units during the hottest months of the summer that just passed, again, in order to save energy. Right. We are living in the midst of what is truly global energy supply chain crisis. And it really comes from two or three different kind of developments, right? Trends. I mean, you have the trends where governments are now mandating that there must be efforts to reduce emissions. Yeah, that goes head on with Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the fact that there's supply chain issues. And then on top of that, you have electrification. We're simply using more and more electricity every day, right? We've got electric vehicles. We have our day-to-day life is just very electricity intensive. And so, look, we simply cannot meet our energy needs by just relying on renewable sources of power, wind and solar. Just don't do the job. And what I'm writing about is the fact that if everyone wants to drive an electric vehicle, if everyone wants to, charge their iPhones and their laptops and their, various devices, we need around-the-clock electricity. And the only source of power that provides around-the-clock electricity is nuclear energy, period. And for that, I don't think I'm alone in saying this. I was amazed to see this announcement out of the White House today. That they're prioritizing nuclear energy. The U.S. is talking about building 300 small modular reactors over the next 20, 25 years. This is incredible and quite unprecedented growth that at least in the 20 years that I've been following and actively involved as an entrepreneur in the field of nuclear energy and uranium, I've never seen growth and plans and initiatives like this before.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's almost like just so long as it's not fossil fuel, any alternative, now they're re-embracing nuclear energy, which we did decades ago. And suddenly, some environmentalists and other, others that thought they knew better maligned nuclear energy, and now it's gone full circle and coming back. And, you know, we've missed a lot of time, you know, over the years by not, I mean, where, how much further would we be down the road? And maybe that's a silly question to ask, had we not ignored nuclear energy.
There was a report that the Department of Energy put out a couple of years ago that basically outlined the answer to your question. And what it concluded ultimately was that by taking a backseat globally when it came to nuclear energy, we basically gave up what was previously American leadership in the field of nuclear energy domestically and globally. We gave that leadership up to the state-owned companies of China and Russia that are and have been very aggressively pursuing nuclear energy and winning market share. This report from Department of Energy basically concluded that this was a national security matter and it was a failure that such leadership was given up and we should regain it. And so I think...
Well, who did that? Who decided that?
I think at the end of the day, it's too... Look, you would have to bring me back for another spot and we'd have to allocate more time to unpack that because that happened over 20 years. And it who made the decisions that ultimately led to us giving up our nuclear leadership?
Yeah, because I mean, here we are. We're giving up, you know, our energy position of being energy independent with fossil fuels, and we know who did it. It's Joe Biden. It's the Democrats. Okay, so in this 20-year span, when you see this is, you know, it's like. You know, we got to look back and see who's accountable for this so we quit repeating these silly mistakes. I mean, for some reason, you know, for people in our government to put us and threaten our own national security by letting go and surrendering our energy and our power position with energy. I mean, we got to know who they are because we just can't keep electing them and putting them into office. Does that make sense?
Listen, it totally makes sense. You said it really well. Now, look, here's the bad news, here's the good news. In terms of the Democratic Party, for a long time, failed to see the role nuclear energy can play in ensuring national and energy security. It is not until recently, 2 years ago, that the Democratic Party platform started to include nuclear energy, and it is now for the first time in a long time that we see bipartisan support in Washington for nuclear energy. So if we wanted to analyze it, if we wanted to go back and say, look, over the last 15, 20 years, how did this happen? Well, for 15, 20 years, there wasn't bipartisan support, and the Republicans Party understood the need and importance of nuclear energy and did what it could to support it, and the Democratic Party did it. I don't know if we can live in the past. We can, you know. I mean, if you're,
well, I want to learn from the past. I don't want to just get stuck there, you know, in a bucket of gum. But I just want to know who the geniuses are that keep messing this program up. I mean, come on, look at we need energy right now. We're faced with you know, prospects of a very cold winter. Not to mention all the stuff that's happening in Russia, as you pointed out earlier, supply chain disruption, the cost of fuel. We could potentially end up, Amir, with people freezing to death in the United States of America. Okay, they're already projecting people freezing to death in Europe. But in the United States of America, we could have our citizens freezing to death because they cannot afford the cost of energy.
This is a real threat. I mean, look, it already has happened in California. I mean,
exactly.
So this isn't something where we only look at Western Europe and say, geez, this is only happening in Europe and it will never come over here. There's already some cracks in the system and some signs. Again, look at what's going on in California that suggests this issue with energy supply chains being disrupted, being under threat, is something we're going to feel here in North America as well, and the U.S.
Yeah, that's without a doubt.
But the reality is, to your point, we can't hide this. We can't be afraid.
No.
But we got to recognize the fact that it's a real issue, right?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And, And Germany made this mistake, and we've made the same mistake here as well. What did Germany do? Germany, over the last 15 years, spent hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars on wind power, wind and solar. Look, mm-hmm. I don't have anything against wind and solar. It should be in the mix.
But right. I'll tell you, Amir, we got to go to quick break. Can you give me another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Stay with me then. Yeah, we've got more from Amir after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Afghanistan is experiencing a mental health catastrophe right now. Young girls in particular are being faced with severe anxiety and depression as many are forced out of schools and into arranged marriages. Consequently, they struggle with feelings of worthlessness and isolation. We at the Tide Ministry are working to use our gospel radio broadcast to bring the love of Christ to those who may not have heard the good news before. By showing them that a powerful, loving God sacrificed himself for them, listeners learn how important they are to Christ and will see those around them, including their daughters, in a different light and take their mental health seriously. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Afghanistan who need to know that God values them and has provided a place of belonging for everyone who believes in Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Thank you. minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Amir Adnani continues with us, the CEO of Uranium Energy Corp. We're talking nuclear power, talking about energy, talking about, you know, what is happening right now, the true state of the union. Let's get it out of the realm of the theoretical, and let's get it outside, Amir, of a very passionate, just excitable young teenager who's yelling and screaming at people, and she, you know, has a minimal awareness and knowledge and is throwing theoretical bromides out there and causing more problem, as opposed to, you know, someone like yourself who has been a student, you've studied this, you see the causal relationship. We're not dealing with theory, we're dealing with reality here and what we need, because the fact of the matter is the world, when you look at the world advancing and improving, at the very core of it is energy. You take energy out of the mix, and all of a sudden, I mean, like here in America, it's like, you know, with some of the things that are going on, it's like, what is Joe Biden trying to do? Make everybody Amish? We're just going to get a buggy and a horse to live with now?
It doesn't make any sense, and it's not realistic, and it's not what anyone signed up for when they pay their taxes and when they participate in what is basically supposed to be the best place on this earth, the number one place to be. You know, this sure. is, it, you know, the land of the dreams and land of opportunities. And you're telling me the lights are going to go out? I mean, this just doesn't add up. Okay. Yeah. And,
well, especially when you've got plenty of fuel under your feet. I mean, I was saying the other day, we're no different than India. India is starving and they got cows walking all over the place. Okay, now, I mean, I get it's a religious deal. I get that. I mean, with all due respect. But, I mean, there's some obvious things that are right there before us. And in this case, in America, you know, this is even worse yet, because it's not like we can say, well, we can't go ahead and frack, and we can't utilize our natural resources, because we're going to end up, you know, blowing up the continent or something, you know, something as drastic as that, when they've proven that fracking is very efficient. You know, credit to the industry, to the fossil fuel industry, what they have done in terms of advancing the cause and you know, answering, you know, some of these arguments that have been put before them. But you know, I'm with you, Amir. Hey, let's use whatever it is available. You know, if wind and solar and the combination of wind and solar and certainly nuclear, we've ignored nuclear power for a long time, and I'm glad to hear that you know, things are starting to move in a positive direction when it comes to nuclear power, because I think this is part and parcel of the answer, isn't it?
Listen, why are we so afraid, okay? Why are we so afraid of digging? Why are we afraid of digging for the elements, for the minerals, for the hydrocarbons that basically runs day-to-day life, right?
Yeah.
It's this notion that you think you open the fridge and the ham that you bring out to make your ham sandwich with just shows up in the fridge, and not thinking about, where does that ham come from? You know, like, mm-hmm. what source of, where does that supply chain begin? And
right.
Here's my frustration with the way we're doing things right now. Here's the frustration with the Biden administration. Last week, they hand out $2.8 billion in grants. Grants. Let's talk about what grants mean, right? My 12-year-old mm-hmm. was asking me about this. Dad, what is a grant? I'm like, that's the best form, you know, that means money that you get that you don't have to pay back. Now, how ridiculous is that? The government has given out $2.8 billion in grants to help with our energy needs, but not a single dollar went towards digging. What do I mean by digging? It all went towards processing, because the administration is concerned and afraid that people, their constituents, if they see money going towards digging, that digging is bad, but above ground processing infrastructure is okay. But how on earth can you put $2 billion on just above-ground processing where there's nothing to process?
If you don't exactly.
The minerals out of the ground, what are you processing? So we're going
right.
to continue to what? Rely on Russia, on Kazakhstan, on countries that we're not geopolitically aligned with that are going to basically hold us over a barrel so they can do the digging. We build all this above-ground infrastructure for quote-unquote processing, and yet the raw material, the raw ingredients that is needed for processing, we're still afraid and we're shy and we're walking around on eggshells with this stuff, saying, "No, mm-hmm. Let's not put any money in the ground." Well, gosh, mm-hmm. that's not how you build industrial nations. That's not how you build industrial powerhouses. You need steel. You need iron. You need uranium. You need silver, copper, nickel, cobalt, lithium, and hydrocarbons on top of that. That's what it takes to build a modern education system, a modern healthcare system, a modern transportation system. All needs digging. And we got to stop this nonsense where we equate extractive industries and the need to dig with something bad, something that is somehow evil. That's not true. And how is it any better for this planet if the Russians dig rather than us digging? We're going to dig with far better standards, environmental standards,
without a doubt,
residential liabilities than they will.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it begs the question, one that I asked, this was relevant to another proposition that was before the public. I said, who told you? Who told you digging is bad? You know, and the thing is like, bring them out. I mean, we have this kind of, anonymous reporting and this narrative that goes out there that says digging is bad. And it's like, okay, well, why don't we debate it? Why don't we talk about all the successes we've had with digging, as you said, the advancement of technology, how we've been able to be more effective. You know, we've got a candidate running for Senate in Pennsylvania who said he didn't believe in fracking, and then until he does believe in fracking, and he's still confused about fracking. I'm not even sure he understands what it is. Bless his heart, and I'm not trying to make fun of the fact that he had a stroke. But it's like, look, it doesn't advance the conversation in an intellectual manner to where we can come to a conclusion that's fruitful for all concerned, does it?
Yeah. No, that's... Sorry, I'm in full agreement with you, so I don't want to repeat what you said.
No, it's just what you can sense my frustration, and I agree with you, Amir. I mean, it's like you and I are just a couple knuckleheads that say, hey, can we do this better? Can we provide a better service for the people? But unfortunately, our government is so entwined with the deep state and all these people that are involved in self-interest that have nothing to do. And I'm thinking about the poor widow in the Northeast who's on a fixed income. And she's going to freeze her butt off this winter. And Joe Biden, guess what? He's got plenty of energy. White House's, the lights are going to be on in whatever color they need to be. They're going to be throwing them up there, kumbaya. But meanwhile, you got everyday Americans that are going to be suffering. And I'm sorry, that really upsets me, Amir. And I know it does you too.
Listen, it should, and it upsets both of us, but the reality is it is the most frustrating thing to observe. One in every five home in America is powered by nuclear energy. One in every five. I mean, your listeners right now could really relate to that, because you can literally think about it. It's like, okay, well, my electricity, my heating, all of that, which is powered by electrical, is coming from nuclear energy. Yet, we are still 100% dependent on foreign imports to get the uranium we need to power one in every five home in America. And 60% of that, 60, is coming from Russia and former Soviet Union states.
Exactly.
At the top of this conversation, we're talking about how energy supply chains are under stress, how we need to diversify away from Russia, how we got to be in control of our own destiny with energy, because otherwise the lights will go out. Otherwise, with winter coming, we're going to have to worry about how to stay warm. Literally, these are the basic stuff that we're dealing with right now. Yet, with some of the biggest uranium resources in the U.S., we have this stuff in the ground. We have it in Texas. We have it in Wyoming. The White House isn't taking action to support domestic development so that we can secure our own future, so we can make sure one in every five home in America doesn't have to worry about getting its source of fuel from foreign sources.
Exactly.
You do it right here. The White House can get behind us and say, look, instead of just giving billions of dollars of grants for above-ground infrastructure, let's support mining the uranium and the fuel we need to make sure we control our own destiny when it comes to energy.
Exactly. And how much uranium did Hillary Clinton sell to Russia?
Well,
uranium.
You're right. And by the way, I bought that company back. We repatriated the company that under Clinton's watch was sold to the Russian government, called Uranium One.
Yes.
My company acquired that back from the Russian government, luckily,
awesome,
fortunately, before their invasion of Ukraine.
Amir Adnani, we got to leave it there. Look forward to having you back, because obviously there's lots more to talk about. Amir is the CEO of Uranium Energy Corp. Thank you, Amir. Take care.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli Deputy Foreign Minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. The archive of all these great interviews with these great guests for you. As we say, you know, we're here to help you own your knowledge, okay? This isn't about 8-second sound bites. You know, we try to get deep into what, you know, the topic is so that you have more than, you know, the thickness of a bumper sticker information, okay? We need, like ever before, we need, the country needs high-functioning, high-IQ electorates, okay? This casual approach of saying, well, you know, hey, I cast my vote, you know, and you're really not studying what, you know, what you're voting for, much less the people that are behind it. And I can understand, look, if you're relying on television and even what social media is doing, you got to know. I mean, this is all, you know, this is advertisement. This is about, in some cases, it's transcended that. It's become propaganda. It's amazing. One side always talks about, you know, the other side lying. The things that they're referring to are the very things they lied about. So, and I don't blame you for being frustrated, but look, we've got to do something about it. And we're empowered to do something about it. Our U.S. Constitution gives us that power and authority. With we the people, the three most important words, very powerful words that stand out in any constitution on the planet. We the people. Okay, we have that authority. Do you understand what having that authority means? Okay, if you don't and you don't exercise it, let me tell you, it's obvious. Because all you got to do is look at the government we have today. It's not about we the people, it's we the elites. We have a ruling class, we have a two-tier justice system that right now is targeting anything that is conservative, anything that has to do with God, anything that has to do with faith, anything that has to do with tradition. You know, we've got the empowered and weaponized Justice Department coming after us. So, and they will continue to amp up the attacks if we just sit back and we don't do anything about it. But look it, next week, if you haven't voted already, make sure that you do vote. And there's early voting taking place in just about every state in the union right now. But for sure, by next Tuesday, make sure you get your vote in there, that it counts. That it counts for America. I know a lot of people are talking about a red wave, and we keep saying this. I really believe, you know, Tennessee Bob laid something on us several weeks ago. He's exactly spot on. We don't need a red wave. We need an American wave. Think about that. Dan Perkins joins us now, my good friend, who survived Hurricane Ian. By the hair on his chinny chin chin. The last time we were talking was hurricane was coming in, and Dan was so faithful to the radio show. I said, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, we're all packed up. As soon as we're finished with the interview, we're going to hit the road." I go, "You know, that just astounded me." I was going, "Buddy, get on the road." But, you know, faithful to show business because, you know, the show must go on. Bless his heart. And here you are. I mean, you're in one of the areas. I mean, right there. I mean, I thought if nothing else, you were going to be, you know, sitting up on top of the roof yelling and screaming like Lieutenant Dan, you know,
right,
on the Bubba Shrimp boat, you know.
But, I think Hurricane Ian went directly over my house on its way to landfall. I mean, I just left the island, and they're beginning the process of cleaning up and the destruction of house after house after house after house. I mean, there are 10,000 houses damaged or destroyed on the island. 10,000.
Yeah, not a one went untouched, right, Dan? Not a one went untouched, right?
I haven't seen anything that didn't look like it was untouched. But we had 3 feet of water in our house. We maintained our roof, and we did have fresh fish in our swimming pool for a while. But they died and came in with the wave. But we're okay. And the insurance inspectors have been out, and the remediation people. They called me on Monday and said, if at all, because we've been trying to take stuff out and trying to get it cleaned and stuff like that. And they said, if at all possible, can you wait a few days? Because it's extremely toxic. Because we didn't have a causeway, and because we didn't have a causeway,
just so that everybody understands, you're in Sanibel Island, okay? I don't think we mentioned that, by the way. So most people know Sanibel Island was, you know, Ian's path. I mean, that was the first hit, right?
Yes, right over the island was the main thrust to come ashore, and depending upon where you lived on the island and how high your house was, you had from less than a foot of water to 10 feet of water in your house. And people who had houses on stilts had virtually everything blown out underneath them, and their stilts may be damaged, so they don't know what they're going to do about their houses, how they're going to redeal with them. But it's just a mess. The service people who are doing the cleanup and working have been terrific. The insurance company people set up an emergency center at the public library, and we went in and were able to sit down, and they gave us water, and they gave us some of our emergency living expense money. I had my own bed for the first time in 6 weeks on Monday. Okay, I couldn't sleep in it because I've been so used to sleeping on an air mattress on the floor. I just couldn't sleep, and I was so exhausted when I got up on Tuesday that I did get a good night's sleep on Wednesday. So it's been devastating.
What I bet, Dan? What are they talking about? Is this? Are we a year out? I mean, what does normal look like, and when?
God, I would say to you, I'm more fortunate than most people on the island. And some people would say that's crazy because you had a ground level home. I do have a ground level home that's made out of poured concrete and concrete block. And the roof is intact. It's lost a few shingles. So I have no water issue coming in from storms. And I've got hurricane windows and doors. They're all fine. So my biggest challenge is I had to get rid of all the stuff that was damaged by the water. So we're back to the walls in every room, at least 4 feet off the ground, sometimes all the way to the ceiling. So my next step is, as they're going to come in and spray to kill the mold. And once I get a firm mold that has been killed, we have water. They won't turn on electricity until they get a certification from an electrician that it's okay to turn on the electricity. And then the next step is sheetrock on the walls. And I think that's my philosophy is I've got a structurally sound house that had no damage structural to the house. I'll put on I think there's a dozen shingles that need to be replaced in various spots. So it's not a whole roof. Get those fixed. Put up the sheetrock. And then probably sometime in the spring, I'll put it on the market at a reduced price. Because why spend the money to put in fixtures, flooring, and everything else that somebody is not going to like? Why not sell them the canvas ready to go, safe, secure, clean, let them do what they want with it by reducing the price and go?
Yeah, the other thing to consider here, Dan, is the community itself. I mean, you and I mean, we had a nice dinner there on the island when we visited with you. And, you know, it's like commerce. I mean, all that coming back, you know, because it is an island and, you count on the local. Go ahead.
You know, you're absolutely right. My wife and I were talking about that last night. How many of the places that we have ate at, like with you and other people for years, are going to come back and can't afford to come back. It depends on what they've got in terms of reserves, what they can do from FEMA to disaster loans. But I have no doubt that some will. As a banker friend of mine said, you got to understand something. You've got some of the most expensive and pricey real estate, even in the disaster state in the country, because there is no more land on Sanibel to be built. It's totally built. It's 75% forever wild. It cannot be developed. So tearing down and rebuilding, now's the time to buy because you can probably buy cheap. So,
well, Dan Perkins is with us, and we've got so much more to talk about. We've got the midterm elections, and, oh, let's talk about that oil thing, too.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, I think we all agree that we are all in various parts of not knowing, right? I mean, here Dan is telling us his story about all that he and his wife and the people of Sanibel Island, others who were affected by Hurricane Ian, what they have endured and what they're enduring. It's amazing. And you stop and you think, and again, I was just visiting Dan and his wife here a couple of months back. And that island is, you know, for all intents and purposes, I mean, it's wiped out. It's going to take years, because not only just the homes, but you got businesses and everything else that supports, you know, life on the island there. And this is just one area in the so-called Naked City. But that's their, you know, that's what they're going through. And mm-hmm. The rest of us have our other issues, Dan, as you know, because we live life. And life isn't always a bucket of cherries, man. You know,
right.
We get the full mix. And so, and then also we're getting ready to go into the holidays, and the holiday period along with it brings its natural tradition, not only of joy and peace on earth, but it also brings depression that people will deal with as well during these upcoming holidays. And we're doing this on top of all this stress that the government has added to our lives by mismanaging what we have, that we've turned over for them to manage on our behalf. And they have, and it's not by accident. And this is what I think more and more Americans are waking up to and realizing that, hey, this isn't a mistake. What has happened to our country clearly is by design. The empty shelves, the lack of gasoline, the fact that we're on a precipice here of no diesel, Dan, and you know better than most of us, because this is what you do. And a nation, a country that counts on diesel, has this is worse than not having oil, right? And not having gas in the gas tank.
Right, because we can work remotely. We learned through the pandemic that we have to go out to go grocery shopping occasionally, but we can live in our homes for some periods of time. But with diesel, the economy of America, whether that's in rails or trucks, runs on diesel fuel. And you're right, there's about 27 days worth of supply. And the issue that I think is important about that, and I'm going to be writing about it in my next commentary, is that this administration has no clue what to do. You know, you use the word mismanaged, and I've heard a lot of people use that, and it's probably appropriate to use it, but they have no management skill at all. They have no decision making skill.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't mismanage something you don't even know how to manage to begin with.
The problem that you're creating by making a decision, you can't manage it. And they can't manage it. I mean, the media's been talking about this diesel situation for about a week, and you've not heard anybody from the administration say one word about it. In fact, what we heard was, and I wrote about this a couple of months ago, you might remember the story, that I was concerned that with the Russians shutting off oil and natural gas to Europe, that they're not going to be able to find alternative sources for oil and natural gas. So the time will come, probably in the next 30 to 45 days, where, again, Biden is not going to be able to deal with situation. Because I think NATO leaders will come to the Secretary of Defense and say, look, we need America to supply us oil and natural gas and diesel because we need to provide the resources for the NATO military.
Exactly.
And so, and he already announced that they're increasing the shipments of oil and natural gas to Europe. Well, if they're shipping more oil and natural gas from the United States to Europe, because the Europeans couldn't find any suppliers, what are they going to do when the entire NATO alliance, along with the European Union, comes to the United States and says, we need oil and natural gas because tens of thousands of Europeans are dying because of the cold?
Exactly.
And what's Biden going to do? Well, he doesn't know, because he doesn't understand that you don't just automatically turn the switch and you can produce more oil. Now, and so we're going to wind up seeing, and we saw today, we crossed $90 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate crude, and we're approaching $95 a barrel for Brent North Sea. I said in my last commentary about this that I wouldn't be surprised by January. Brent is over $120 a barrel, and we'll be somewhere around $110 or so. And
exactly.
At a time when the economy is going to continue to slow, energy prices are going to go. And in result of energy prices accelerating, so will inflation accelerate to double digit numbers.
And then you're going to get hit with recession that you up to now have been a recession denier. Just about all the matrix is showing that we've been in a recession already.
Right.
But they have been in full denial on that, because they've got people confused and understanding about inflation. And inflation was self-imposed. This wasn't existential. This wasn't something that, you know, came as a result of a war or Putin and his actions. This was done by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, and it started on day one when he decided to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and other areas that we were, you know, getting our oil from, right? I mean, he killed oil.
Yeah. He killed oil, and he killed the American economy, which... natural energy of oil and natural gas are the mainstay of how things get made and moved and manufactured in the United States, not through electrical, through solar power, solar panels, or wind energy. I know we've got a short time, but I just wanted to respond to your opening comment before you brought me on and talk about the importance of the election. In the draft commentary that I sent you, I make the point, yes, we need to go out and vote, but we can't, if we win the House and the Senate on Tuesday, on Wednesday, we can't sit back on our ass in the comfort and say, we're done.
Right.
We're not done. Our job gets harder because we need to change a lot of things that have been destroyed by the Democrats in power in the House and the Senate and the presidency. So the work isn't over. We've got to make America great again, and it starts on November the 9th, because we can't let up. We have to bring this country back to where it belongs, and it starts with a cohesive energy policy that makes sense to make America not only the biggest energy and exporting energy country in the world, but helping our allies away from communist and socialist influence. And
exactly.
I think that we have to understand it's not over on Tuesday if we win. It's only the beginning.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to end up experiencing what we did before when the battle was against Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act, remember? The Republicans took, some 63 seats at a midterm election. And Obama had, spent all his political capital in those first 2 years. And the big crowning glory for him was the Affordable Care Act. And the unfortunate thing, and I reminded our audience, is that for all the voting, the focus on the repeal, replace, and we kept saying all along, you and I talked about this many times, Dan, is that where's the plan? You keep talking repeal and replace. What are you waiting for? And then here it comes down. It comes down to one guy, John McCain. John McCain upended the Republican Party and everything that the Tea Party had done and everybody and all the hard work. So like you said, there has to be a commitment and a high focus on these values, these first principles, these original principles that will get us back on track. And this is, those ideas that support this American experiment. And we've got to come back with a vengeance, because progressives, the reason that they are where they are, because they have progressively moved the ball in their direction to where it's so upside down right now. And it's what's got everybody aggravated. And you got to understand all these policies, not by accident, but by design. Their design is anything but America first.
Right. Absolutely correct. And we have to remember it every day.
Yes.
Every day we wake up, what are we going to do? What am I going to do to try and make America better? I'm going to write my congressman, my senator. I'm going to do whatever I can to keep the ball rolling, to change, to take back America and bring it back to what it was, the greatest country in the world.
Amen. Dan, we could learn from President Trump. When he first went into office, one of the first questions he would ask everybody is, how are we doing with jobs? Remember this? How are we doing with jobs? Constantly asking, how are we doing with jobs? Guess what happened? The administration was all focused on jobs. Guess what happened to jobs? They went up. And because that's the very heart and soul of a happy constituency. People want to work. They need to work to feel a sense of production, productivity. And, here we are. We've got all this pent-up energy, creativity. Boy, it is massive. And it's just waiting for a level playing field where it can go out and have a lot of fun and make lots of money and be successful on so many levels, Dan Perkins.
Yes, sir. I agree.
It's my belief. All right, buddy. Well, Godspeed. Take care. Always good to have you with us. The nationally recognized policy and energy expert, Dan Perkins, has been our guest.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination.